So have you guys joined the gym yet? Started running? Throw away the white bread? All those lacquer things? Yes, you guys will laugh at me. When I went to the gym back in the days, believe it or not, at Greenstone Virgin Active, the bicycles are facing the swimming pools. And if my bike is not facing a lane, I actually pick that bike up and I put it in the lane. That's how bad. So this is really killing me. I'm not going to lie to you guys. This is just, my peanut doesn't want to work with me. So if I look irritated, I'm not, I promise. It's just like, what am I doing on this side? Yeah. And I think I'm too close to the speaker. So, nah, it's okay. I really pray for us as Hope City family that this year it'll just be more of God. Amen. More of Him. But I also realize if we say that, that means less of us. John says it so nicely, let me decrease so that you can increase. And that's so easy to say. It's so lucky to say, Lord, less of me and more of you. But that means more of you have to die. That means you have to give up a lot of yourself. That means you've got to surrender things in your life. And when I say this, you go, I'm switching off now. I'm not hearing anything else this guy is saying to me. But if we want more, we've got to say, Lord, take away the things that are not of you. In my business, in my life, as an employee, as a mom, as a dad, as a kid in the house, take away what is not from you. And I trust this year that we will obey Him, that we will listen to Him, but that we will be a family on mission. Hope City, that we will be on mission. There's a city on our doorstep that needs to hear this good news. There's people out there that are hungry for something, and you and I experienced it this morning, this beautiful Jesus. It's not natural for any guy to sing to a guy he's beautiful. It's not. I'm not going to lie to you. But when I'm in His presence, I realize I'm standing in the presence of a beautiful God. I'm standing in the presence of an amazing God. And I trust this year that when you wake up and you look to your left, you'll see something new of Him. When you look to your right, you'll see something new of Him. Because His vast bigness is so much for me and you that it will take eternity to grasp who He is. Our 80 years on this short, this planet is too short to get the fullness of who He is. It's way too short, friends. And I pray that this year that you and I will open our eyes and we say, Lord, show me who you are. Reveal yourself to me. And we can only do that when you and I actively seek Him. When we actively run after Him. I said this before and I stole the phrase, but God does not reveal Himself to the casual seeker. Let you and I be that people that are active this year, that we will go onto our knees, that we will pray for this church, that we will pray for our family, that we will pray for Edenvale, that we will pray for this nation. I am going to start every month, once a month, we will not have life groups, we will pray together. Because I feel it's something that we need to embrace, it's something we need to hold on to, it's something that we as a family need to come before God and say, Lord, what is it you want us to pray for? What is it we need to focus on? And we can only do that when we family together like that. So once a month, we will not have life groups. The last week, Wednesday of the month, we'll get together and we'll pray together. This year, Hope City, we're going to be on mission. We're going to go and we're going to do things for God. And we have been. I'm just saying, Lord, show me who you are. Show me what you're busy with. Because I don't just want to do stuff, friends. I want to get busy with what God is busy with. And that's why I love this church. I love the culture that you guys set. We're not just busy with stuff. We're saying, Lord, what are you doing? And we do that. I promise you, I can fill your diary up every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. I can gladly do that for you. But that's not what God is telling us. We're going to focus and we're going to say, Lord, what are you saying to us? What are you telling us? And friends, I hope and I trust that we can get to the end of 2025 and you can look back and you can say, man, I ran my race well. That is my desire and my prayer for you is that you won't get to 2025 with your knees broken, your elbows stickened, your head in a different way, you just look at your wife and she just bites your head off. Your kids are just terrorizing the place. Our ceiling is falling apart and things are just going chaos. I don't want us to finish the year like that. I want us to get to the end of 2025, look back and say, the goodness and the grace and the love of God has been with us the whole time. That's what I'm trusting God for. But that means you and I got to run our race. And I want to tell you from the start, you are not running a solo sprint. Okay? You are not running a solo sprint. You can see this body is built for speed. Eh? You can almost see it. You can see it. I trip myself and I roll down the hill. You won't catch me, guarantee you. Friends, we're not built. We're not made to run a race alone on 100 meters. It's an endurance race. And when I think of endurance, and I'm going to phrase this a couple of times as I just share this morning, but a couple of times, I'm going to just, you need to understand, I don't know if you've ever done, maybe there's some of these crazy nuts that's done it. You know that race that you do with friends and you go through mud and up stuff, and think of that. Think of that race, okay? I don't want to think of that. I'm not, the last thing I want to do is go through mud and up and help. But every single one has got a part to play when we run that race. When you look at that, there's the fit oak that just goes. And then there's a slow oak, but it's a bit stronger. You're going to need him to help you up. You're going to have different people with different gifts, but we're going to run this race together. I'm going to look in the book of Galatians. There's a couple of verses that I'm just going to take out of. But you've got to understand, when Paul is writing to the church in Galatia, he experienced a bunch of people there called, and I'm sorry if I butcher this up, Judaizers. Okay. So these oaks actually went back into church and they started bringing back the old laws to the church and say, listen here, you guys actually can't really get saved because you're not Jews. But if you want to, these are the things you've got to do. So they bring the law back into the church. So they started putting cap on people. They started bringing old school back into people's lives and saying, if you want to get saved, you've got to be circumcised. And Paul, to the contrary, was preaching that you get saved by God and by God's faith. That's how you get saved. And these people are coming in with the law. And I want to tell you, this year, there will be people that you and I know, but trust me, I love podcasts, I listen to preachers, I read books, I love that. There's certain guys out there that are amazing, but I want to tell you that there are messages also out there that are not so amazing. There are people that's going to throw a rule book at you. There are people that's going to throw stuff at you that says you've got to do A, B, C, D. And this year, I want you to get to the place that Paul is showing us, and I'm going to get there, where you hear what God is telling you. It's amazing. I hear you, DJ. It's amazing. But friends, I need you to hear God for yourself. I need you to build your business based on what God is telling you, not what I'm telling you. I need you to live your life. I need you to be the husband and the wife that you can be based on what God is telling you. But that means you got to go and hear from him. You got to sit at his feet. And I just want to give you two handles this morning on how to run this race. But before that, Galatians 1:11 says, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man. Paul is saying, what I'm telling you, I didn't get from people. I didn't get it from man. Nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Now, I want to tell you this morning, friends, you and I can receive that same revelation. Because we have the same Jesus that he was preaching about. We've got the same spirit living inside of us that you and I got to hold on to and say, Lord, 2025, what are you telling me? Friends, we can make our plans. We can set our list. This year, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to eat steak for the rest of this year. Whatever. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do this. Friends, that is our plans. Have you ever gone onto your knees and said, Lord, what are your plans for my life? Give me that revelation of where you want me to go. Give me that revelation of the husband that I need to be. Give me that revelation of the family member in this church I need to be. Because that's how you and I will run. Because when people give what their opinions, great, thank you for that, my friend, but what is God telling me? And you and I are built on the rock, not on the sand. We hear what he is saying, and we live our life according to what God is telling us. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. When you and I stand and we build on this word, it says it will never pass away. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Isaiah 48. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of God endures forever. Friends, there's people that will give you a seasonal thing, but it will eventually go away. But God says, my word will stand forever. I want to challenge you. I want to urge you. I want to ask you, friends, get from God. Receive from Him. Take from Him. Let Him be the one that speaks into your life. Let Him be the one that gives you the guidance. Let Him be the one that leads you this year. Then you will run your race well. You'll get to it and say, Lord, you've been so good to me. Friends, never in here did I say it's going to be easy, it's going to be smooth sailing, it's going to be lacquer. Because that is the gospel that is being preached today. That is the gospel that many people are giving out there on how to be the best you. You can only be the best you when you step back and you say, God, you take charge. That's when you can be the best at who you are. And I'm sorry if I sound cross, I'm really not. I promise it's because I'm off center. But I urge you and I want to challenge you, friends, that you and I can be serious with God this year. That we can really say, Lord, what are you saying over my life? I don't want to get secondhand revelation of what they are saying and making my own. Lord, show me your scripture. Reveal to me who you are. Lainey says this morning, I love Hebrews. I love this book. Why? Because she's reading it. God is showing to her what is in that book. Friends, God wants to show you everything in his scripture for you. God wants to lead you. God wants to take you by the hand this year, and we want to walk this road with you. Psalms tell us, you'll go through valleys. But very important, it says, go through valleys. Some of us love tenting in that valley. I know, because when we talk to you, you go, oh, ek sit in hierdie heuweltjie alweer. Friends, this year I'm going to help you through that valley, okay? Because you can't camp there. God never says, take your Caravelle 5 camper and camp there. He says, you go through it. But you can only go through it when you hold on to the Holy Spirit, when you hold on to the Good Shepherd and He leads you. Because the Good Shepherd will not leave you in the ditch. The Good Shepherd will not leave you at dry wells. The Good Shepherd will not leave you at a grass patch that there's nothing. He will take you to greener pastures. That's where He will take us. That's where He will lead us. But He's the one that's got to do it. He's the one that's got to take us. And I haven't started my watch, so I don't know how far I am, and I know I'm very far, way off here. Friends, let us start this year sitting at the feet of Jesus, allowing Him to talk to us. But when we get up from there, we do what He's telling us to do. Don't start this year off with your beautiful list. Start it off with His list. God, what are you telling me? Lord, what are you telling to my, what are you telling to Team Stradom? What are you telling to me and my wife and my girls? What are you saying? What are you telling us, Lord? What are you saying for Hope City? What are you saying for my life group? What are you saying for the youth? What are you saying to the kids' church? What are you saying over my business? What are you saying for me as an employee working? What are you saying for me as a single mom? What are you saying for me? Lord, what are you telling me? Hold on to that. When you hear and you get that word, you get up and you go for it. Don't sit there. Don't sit and hold on to that word. Friends, it will be that person that got the gift, put it in the ground and wait for the master to return. What God's giving you, you run with that. This year, let's run with that. A.W. Tozer says, the world is waiting to hear an authentic voice, a voice from God, not an echo of what others are doing and saying, but an authentic voice. Man, can we be that? Can we be that? We can only do that when we hear from Him, what God is saying. I love it. You can speak to certain people and you can hear who they're listening to because they will quote them. Yeah, so-and-so is saying this and this. So-and-so is saying that and that. Friends, what is God saying? What is God's word saying? And I trust this year that we can help each other. Maybe it's something we got to look into, but we can say, how do we hear God's voice? Because you need to hear Him for yourself. You need to understand that God is speaking. He says, my sheep hears and knows my voice. He is speaking. Are we listening? I want to get to Galatians 5, verse 7 to 8, and I'm going to start reading. You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. The message reads like this. You were running superbly. Who cut in on you, deflecting you from the true course of obedience? This detour doesn't come from the one who called you into the race in the first place. And please don't toss us off as insignificantly. Paul writes, he says, you were running superbly. Who ran in front of you? Who cut you off? Was it the taxi? Was it your husband? Was it those disobeying kids? Who was it? Paul is asking, who is cutting in on you? And friends, that is what I want as a picture for us to get to the end of the year, that we don't look at each other and say, yes, wie het oor jou gery? Who drove over you? Because you look like a 10-ton truck just climbed over you. But that we can get to the end of the year and say, man, I ran my race. I ran my race. Two keys that are very interesting here that I just want to give to you. And the first one is in Galatians 5, verse 13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. But here it says, rather serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you'll be destroyed by each other. So the first point in running your race well this year is this: serve one another humbly in love. Point number one, serve one another humbly in love. And I say this, this is not a 100-meter sprint. This is an endurance race. Now, I want to tell you, I am not, you guys are starting to get to know me. I don't do alone very well. I hate that. Yesterday, I gave my wife some space to watch some stories, and I sat and I watched soccer the whole day. And it was amazing because Man United didn't play. It was beautiful. I loved it. And I sat there, and that evening I went and I climbed in my bed, and I'm like, this was a horrible day today. I really didn't like this because my wife was there and I was over here. I don't like doing things alone. And I want to tell you, friends, Hope City, we are not going to run this race alone. We're going to family together. We're going to support. We're going to help. And how we do this, under that, point one, allow people in. Allow people in. It's so easy to love people in Greenstone these days. This is high walls. So it's nice. I love my neighbor. He's over there. I can hear him. When he mows his lawn, I love you. Yes, lekker. Who's your neighbor on the left? I don't know, but I love him. Lekker. Drive past all these complexes. And I always joke about it. It's amazing. If you want to come visit me and I don't want you to know I'm there, it's easy. I just tell the security guard, I'm not here. Don't let him in. It's easy. Let's not do that this year. Let's not run this race alone. Please don't be an island. Please don't go put yourself in a position where things are so lonely and things are so isolated, but that you and I can be in a place where we run together. Romans 12, 13 says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Can you and I open our homes for each other? And I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. If you are not in a life group, please come and be part of a life group. That is so that you understand that midweek that we just get together and we just love on each other, we support each other, we strengthen each other, we can do this together. And there's areas we need to plant, I get that. We need to plant in the south, we need to plant in Alberton, we need to plant out in the east, we need to plant more life groups. It's amazing we'll do that. I pray that at the end of this year we will double our life groups. Why? Because I need you to understand you don't do this alone. We do this together. Number 2, B, A, C, or whatever the point is next. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. I've said this many times, eh? God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. Imagine the other way around. I know some of your husband thinks it's the other way around. It's not. 2 ears, 1 mouth. Be quick to listen, friends. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. I'm big mouth because I'm the talker in the house. So I do all the talking. I know my wife's just laughing. I know, and there's a guy in a white shirt at the back also. I know, he's a talker. Don't look back, his name is Vasen. Talk a lot, because I'm like that. And I can sit with you and you can talk to me, and as you talk, I already start thinking about the answers. I already start formulating your way that you must do it. I already got the plan ready for you. And as you talk, I just want to tell you what to do. And my wife has taught me so many times, you don't do that. And I just want to do that. So when I say this point, it's something that I'm struggling with. Because when people come with something, I want to give you the answer. But isn't it far better to listen to them and say, okay, what is God telling you? Because at the end of the day, when they build on your reaction of what you're telling them and it doesn't work out, they're going to come back to you. But how much easier is to say, okay, but let me help you hear what God is telling you. Friends, let be people that open our homes and open that coffee shop table for yours. You know, some of you have got good coffee. Some of you don't have good coffee. We'll work on that. Okay. This decaf thing. No, please. Real coffee. So when you sit there and you have coffee with someone, when you want to talk, take a sip of that coffee. Okay, that's a lesson I've learned. Every time you want to go, then you can't talk. But friends, it is just to be there for each other. I've learned, and even for myself, sometimes when you speak to that person, they don't have the answer. But there's this release of like, man, I'm just sharing, and there's somebody loving. There's somebody just receiving. There's somebody that's with me. As I run this race, they are there with me, on my side. When I get to that place of an obstacle, there's a hand there that's pulling me up. You're just there to help. Number three, send people back into the battlefield. I have a picture of us being a mobile hospital on a battlefield. And people will come in with injuries. People will come in with hurt. People will come in with pain. People will come in with things that happened. And we will be there as friends. We will be there as nurses, we will be there as doctors, we'll be there. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to go back and run your race because you can't lie in that hospital bed forever. You can't. Trust me, I've been in a hospital. It's a horrible place to be. Ask Lainey. She was there the other day. It's not lekker. The food's not amazing. The people are beautiful, but you want to get back home. You want to get back to your race. Friends, as people get into and be part of us, let's make sure we put them back on track. Let's make sure that as you speak to people, that we always be that one-way arrow, say, yeah, but Jesus. You've got to point them back to him. Point them back to him. 2 Corinthians 5:18. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself, to Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Every single one of us are called to reconcile people back to God. Run your race with family in mind. Run your race knowing it's not alone. Allow them in. Be quick to listen. Slow to speak, and sent them back to the battlefield. Then the second point is in Galatians 5 verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want, but you are led by the Spirit. You are not under the law. The second point, for me and you to run our race well, be led by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Point one under that is this. Walk away from sin. For you to walk with him, you've got to walk away from sin. Sounds so easy. Sounds so makkelijk. Isaiah 59 verse 2 says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in that place where God hides his face from me. I don't want to be in that place where I feel separated from him. Friends, if you want to walk with the Spirit, walk away from the things that are not from him. And I'm not talking about sin on scale 1 to 10. I'm talking about whatever it is. You know, you're convicted in your heart. Man, I mustn't do this. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't talk this way. I shouldn't be behaving this way. I shouldn't do business this way. I shouldn't talk to my mom and dad this way. I shouldn't. Friends, whatever that is, this year, I want to ask you, walk away from that and put your hand in the Holy Spirit's hand and walk with him. Walk away from that. It separates you. It takes you out of the race, away from community. Very important. It blinds you. You can't see anymore, and it blocks your ears so that you can't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit anymore. Sin blocks us in. Sin derails us. You're busy running your race well. It takes you and puts you on the wrong course. Derails you completely. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. The wages of sin is death. Now I know there's an amazing gospel being preached under the law of grace, and you can do whatever you want because there's grace. Friends, when I read the scripture, it says the end of sin is death. I want to tell you that to sin. I want to tell you that there are consequences to sin. Does that mean there's no grace? There's definitely grace for you to come back to him and say, Lord, I've messed up. But when we do that, God's saying, stop what you're doing. He doesn't say, go back, carry on, and come back, because your walk with him will stand still right there. you will not go further than anywhere else than that place of sinning, coming back, sinning, coming back. It's turn your back on it. Why? Because when we got baptized, you're a new person. The old things have passed away. Friends, this year, when you're reminded of your things, when you're reminded of that sin, remind them that I'm a new person. The old has passed away. There's so many of you that got baptized at the end of last year, and I trust we will do more this year. A reminder for all of us, I'm not that person anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. I am a new person. Run your race as that new person. Number two, get focused. Get focused. This sounds so silly. Have you seen these sports guys when they climb off the bus? What do they do and what do they wear? They've got these headphones on. Have you seen? I know some of you gym bunnies also, you put your own music on. And it is honestly to just quiet everything else around you. I can imagine if you're a rugby player or a soccer player and you climb off that bus and you've got 70,000 people shouting at you. And everyone wants you to do something. Everyone's giving their opinion about you. Everyone's saying something. You've got to quiet yourself and focus. I want to tell you, there's a world out there that wants to tell you what to do. There are people out there that's going to tell you what they think you must do. There are everything else and everyone else that wants to give them their opinion about you. Friends, sometimes you and I got to get to this place where Psalm 46 verse 10 says this, be still. Be still and know that I'm God. Now, I've just said to you, I hate being alone. I hate this verse. It's a strong word, sorry. I dislike this because I don't like still. When it's quiet, I put my phone on and the music must go on. I don't like still. But you know what? When you're still, you just refocus. And I want to tell you this year, before we do anything, can we just focus again? Can we just quiet the voices around us? This year you have to do that. This year you've got to go there. This year you've got to do this. This year, that, this, that, that. Say, Lord, what are you saying? Holy Spirit, I want to run with you. I want to walk with you. What are you saying? Luke 5, 15 to 16. Yet the news about him spread all the more so that the crowds of the people came to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Jesus knew how to get focus. He withdrew to a lonely place, to a quiet place, and he would refocus. Friends, I want to tell you, let's learn this art, that when things get busy, when there's voices telling you things, that you and I can close that door and we can get to a place where we just say, God, what are you saying? Lord, what are you saying? Refocus. Lord, help me to hear you. Lord, help me to see you. Lord, help me to understand what is it that you want. Trust me, there's people out there, there's an enemy out there that's got a plan for your life, but so does God. Let's hear from him. Lord, what are you saying about it? Colossians 3 verse 2, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Let's set our minds on him. And let's focus on him. And then the last one, act on the leading of the Holy Spirit. When you quiet, when you silence, when you sit in that place and you focus, trust me. Please listen to me. The Holy Spirit is not going to tell you, Terry, sit there for this year and do nothing. Just sit there. Don't move. Just sit there. There's going to be an action. There's going to be something asked of you. Why? Because the flip side of how the gospel started says, go. And make disciples. So that's why I know he's not going to ask us just to sit there. Friends, there's going to be things that he's going to ask you. There's things that he's going to lead you to do it. But when you focus and you hear from him, I want to ask you, act on that and do what he tells you to do. Silly examples here. Acts 8, verse 28. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Spirit of God, said to Philip. Now we know this is Philip running behind the chariot with an Ethiopian guy, and he shares the gospel. He gets saved and he gets baptized. Now, again, you read this. How fast does the chariot go? I don't know. 30 k's, 40 k's, 50 k's, depending on the horse, hey? Here's a guy running next to you. It's like you and your little TDI Polo key doing 120 on the highway, and you look and there's a guy running next to you. Friends, there's nothing normal about this. You're just driving on the highway, doing your own thing. Next minute, there's Oak running, saying, put your window down. No! Put your window down. Why? Because I need to talk to you. And you're like, dude, this is Edenvale. You don't put your window down. You don't do that. There's nothing normal about this. And I want to tell you, maybe the Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you in things that are not normal. Very possible. Very likely. He will tell you things that are out of your comfort zone. And I love it. People go, ooh, that's not my personality. I'm a blue or I'm a red. I don't care what you are. I really don't. I want to make sure that you hear God and you act on what God is telling you to do. I can make excuses and no one here believes me. I am 100% the introverted person. My wife laughs at me every time I say that. But I am. If I do those things, but you know what? I understand fully the call that God has given me. I understand fully. And there's things that He's leading me into. There's things that I'm developing. These last 6 months has been quite something. Where I'm just stretched, but I'm saying, Lord, whatever you say, I'm going to do it. Are we going to fail? Are we going to fall? Are we going to? Yes. That's part of it, friends. That's part of that friendship of other people saying, man, just let me pick you up. Let me just hold you. Let me just carry you in this time. Let me just be there for you. But as this is, as Philip was obedient to that, a person got saved, baptized, and he probably went back to Ethiopia and he preached the gospel right there. I'm telling you that now. Out of act of obedience to the Holy Spirit, friends, do what God is telling you to do. This year, be obedient to the Spirit. I've said that joke and I've said that many times, eh? But when you're in Checkers and you stand there with your trolley, you're probably going, Lord, not today. Yeah. Not today. And Lord gives you that word. You go, oh. It's not for you. It's not about you. You might just change that person's life in front of you. You might just set their course back on track for them to run their race well. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Please be obedient to the leading and the prompting and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus' life, Matthew 4 verse 1, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Even Jesus himself, and he was obedient, just went in, knew exactly what was coming, but he was obedient. Friends, I want to say this again. You and I, I'm not running a 100-meter solo sprint. It's a team race. And you have the Spirit of God, the Comforter, the Helper, that is there to set the pace and the direction. He's setting the pace and the direction. And He's such a loving God. Can I tell you that He won't run away from you? Because He's such a loving God. He probably goes two steps and look back and say, come. Do another two steps and say, come. He doesn't just run. I saw a clip of a mom and a daughter that's missing their cruise ship. Just the mom just runs, eh? She just goes. And the four-year-old isn't gone. The mom's like, I'm so pretty skip. I don't care where my child is. And she got there, and this poor child was falling, and everybody's. I thought to myself, that's not God. God does not leave me and you. And he just runs ahead. He just goes. He stops and he goes, come. Run. But he's going to be in front of us. He's going to lead us. He's going to guide us. He's going to be there. Friends, let him be the one. Have you ever needed to get somewhere in this time and age that we live in and you're not sure what to do? How do you get there? Yeah, Google Maps, hey. Or like my old friend said, Wazzy. It's Waze, yeah. He pronounced it Wazzy and I have no clue what he's talking about. I'm like, Wazzy? What is that? It's Waze. He is from Springs, so makes more sense. If you put your destination in that map, in that app, and it takes you, and it says in 500 meters, turn left, you're not going to say, my bro, what's the Edenvale thing? But I'm from the Vale. You're not going to tell me to turn left. I'll turn right. You don't do that because she knows where you're going. She's got the direction. You very patiently go, okay. I know some of you. Some of you go like this. Time, 45 minutes, and you go, challenge, accept that. I will do this in 30 minutes. And some of you, and they're nodding your heads, I know it. So some of you will go, who is that? I'll show you a thing or two. But when it says turn left, you go left. Friends, why when the Holy Spirit says stop, we don't stop? Why when the Holy Spirit says turn right, we don't turn right? Friends, can we get to that place that He is the loudest voice in our life? That our hands are in His hand. And then when He says, go that way, we go that way. When He says, come here, we go. When He says, stop, we stop. Can we get in a position that we, Lord, you guide me. I'm going to follow wherever you are. Just a very little side note, and I think you've learned when I preach, I've got these side notes. You know, when Paul also tells us that we have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Have you ever lacked in those areas? None of you, eh? Nah, you look cheeky, the halo keys and the wings. None of you. None of you lack in any of those areas. Say, I want to tell you, there's some of these fruit, and I go, Lord Jesus, did you really put gentleness, self-control, kindness, goodness, love, joy, peaceness? I'll tell you something. When you are in your own solo race, and you realize that you get a bit impatient, it's because you're not being led by the Holy Spirit. When you start lacking in areas of this fruit, it's because you are doing your own thing. Because when you are running in the lane where He wants you, you are behind Him and you are filled with Him. And you'll be full of love. You'll be full of joy. You'll be full of patience. You'll be full of kindness. Because you're running with Him. It's a good, what's that? Lippmann's test. Hey, it's a good test to ask yourself, am I walking with Him? These fruit, am I displaying them? Or if people look at me, they don't see half of these fruit. Friends, let's put our hands back into His hand and we allow Him to run in front of us. Walk away, get focus, and act on the leading of the Holy Spirit. Roman, can you quickly play that video clip for me? This is such a short clip. Just have a look at this. No sound, no nothing. Just look at that person running there. I looked at this clip and I actually started getting very emotional. Because I don't run like that. First of all, I'm not built like that. I'm not obedient like that. That person, that obviously she's blind. She even had a blind fold around her, and she trusts that person that when he turns left, she's going to get left. If he goes right, she'll veer off right. But she's running full pace, holding on to that guy. Can we do that with the Holy Spirit this year? Can in our mind and in our head say, Lord, I just want to hold on to you. I just want to run with you. I just want to flat out give everything to you because you gave everything to me. Jesus didn't half-heartedly die on the cross for me and you. He didn't go there and go, oh, you know what? We'll quickly do this. Friend, He gave everything to me and you. I want to ask you, can we run like that? Can we blindly just close our eyes and say, Lord, I put my hand in your hand. And wherever you go, whatever you do, wherever you lead me, whatever it is, I put my trust, my faith, my hope in you. Not in my business, not in my bank balance, not in my family, because that is not where it's supposed to be. It's in you. 2025, I want to run my race well. And I can only do that when I hold on to you. When I hold on to you. Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 2. And I'm going to finish with this. The band can come to the front for me. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us, the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endures the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let's throw off everything that hinders us.